Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico here in Southern California, and we have tonight Robert Greene along with Dean Wheeler. I think they're over at I don't know what the bar is at the Red. Hi, Bob. It's Phil Henry. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hi, Phil.
What's this place you're at?
I don't know. It's a bunghole or something. Hi, Phil. It's Dean, and it's not called the bunghole. My wife's coming on.
What is it? The porthole?
Yes, Phil. We're over at the Portal in Long Beach, and Emeralda's entertaining tonight, and I invited Bob along.
I do appreciate it very much, Dean. I wasn't feeling myself, Phil, and I've been a little bit depressed. We had some problems at work, and, of course, I'm still dealing with Stephanie. And
Can we listen to my wife for just 5 seconds?
Yeah, fine. I got this guy, Dean. Dean invited me over, Phil. What? Can we watch?
Dean, I got to talk to Bob.
Who's that? Who's that?
It's Phil Henry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he wants me to keep my mouth shut. His wife's up here. Can I just say this? She is a piece of tail. She really is. But the problem he has is he's got these horn players, and when she starts, she's got a great rear end on her. And
you know, Bob, there are women listening to this program. Can we make this a little bit more universal, a bit more collegial, huh? You know what I mean by that?
Wait, hold on. Right now. Hold. Charlie, don't point the horn at her ass. This is the problem he's got.
He's had this problem for as long as I've known it.
Yeah. Look at it, right there. See that? Hey, Dean, the guy's pointing the horn at her ass. Tell me something I don't know, okay?
So, this is a place, and I don't know, you book your wife. What do you call it? It's called the bunghole, I thought.
It's called the porthole, you... God.
Okay, can you get away from there so we can talk to you?
Get away from where? You want me to leave the bar?
No, don't leave the bar. Just
okay. Dean, I'm gonna step over here behind this. Yeah, you do that.
What's going on, Bob?
Well, as I told Bud, we're having, you know, summer months are coming up at Bob Greene's Meats and Greens, which is the store that I now manage and I own exclusively. And of course, we have the sub store, which is Bob Greene's Meats. And I have been doing a good thing here, you know. Can I ask you to just be quiet or move it? I gotta move over here. So we're getting ready for the summer months.
Something that you opened up the melon section or something?
No, not the melon section, Ms. Gray. We sell summer fruits, and we do have the melons. We have the honeydews, we have the cantaloupes, cassava melons, we have the regular watermelons. And I simply said to one of the customers today, we got the melons. I said, the melon section's open. And I lingered a little bit. I don't know. They complained to, they called the hotline, which goes to my office. So
when people complain, they're just talking to you?
Yeah, because I own the company.
Okay, but when you mess up?
I don't know that I messed up. What I got, though, was a call from the Orange County Courier. I got this guy, Danger. You know him?
We know Doug Danger, yeah.
He wanted to know what happened, so I told him, I said, the lady was in the fruit section. I said, how do you do? I'm Bob Greene. I own the store. The melon section's open, you know, and I said to the lady, you know what I mean by melons, don't you, huh? Melons? And what I was trying to do, Phil...
So in other words, you were doing a double entendre there with the lady.
No. No, I was not, okay?
Look, my wife just got off the stage. I wish you guys...
His wife's singing.
No, I hear it. Are you interrupting anything?
I don't think I am. Can you hear me now, Dean?
I got a choice.
Anyway, so I had said to this lady...
All right, to do this again, I want to know, as a woman walking into a supermarket to buy a fruit, was she buying melons?
Yeah, she was there in the melon... We have a melon section. And
no, I understand, Bob, because we talked to some of the customers that are there. You got a big sign that says the melon section, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't mean anything crude or crass by that?
Oh, my God. No, I do not, Phil.
But you got a big sign that says here, the melon section. The big sign that says melon section and an arrow pointing at all the melons.
Who am I speaking with now?
That's Bud, and you know who we are.
All right, sorry.
The sign says the melon section, and the big arrows are pointing at it. And you did what?
I walked up to one of our female customers. I said, welcome to the melon section. And I looked at her. I probably lingered with my eyes a little too long. And then I said, the melon. You know, these are melons. The mistake I made is I said, these are melons. And my hand swept across the panorama of melons. And I instinct, and Phil, it was very unconscious, and I nodded toward her breasts. I extended my hand. I said, the melon section. And then I nodded toward her breasts.
All right, so you messed up.
If I messed up, it was completely unintentional.
Okay, Bob, so you've got customers now that have apparently that they made a stink to the local paper. We've heard from a couple of them because they know that they're on our show. What do you plan to, on doing to sort of correct this problem?
Well, right now, Phil, if you don't mind, I'm having a cocktail over here at the bunk. What is it? Oh, the porthole. Oh, forgot. I'm over here at the porthole in Long Beach. I'm having a drink, and I... You know, what can I tell you? I'm having the problem again with Stephanie. She showed up again with this guy that was the who was bagging groceries, and she left with this guy that empties garbage cans. And I'm standing there with my apron smelling like onion and saying to a lady, yeah, the melon section.
Bob, what can I do for you, man? What do you want me?
Well, first thing I'd like you to do is I'm on here tonight to, first of all, as a friend, to tell you, you know, there's a few things in my personal life that are hurting me very, very deeply, okay?
Well, Bob, we know that this girl, Stephanie, this is the girl who, like
it's Return of the Mac.
It was. Return of the Mac is a favorite song of ours. And she made me feel young.
I understand, Bob. And in the middle of that, you're having this problem with the customer at the store and the melon section?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Hi, Dean. Phil, I didn't mean to shoo Bob away. Bob's a great friend, and he's a great supporter of Emeralda's. And I wanted Bob to have a cocktail on us to try to feel a little bit better about things.
I appreciate that very much, Dean.
But when Emeralda's singing, you know, so I moved as far away as I could.
All right.
Fair enough. Can you hear? She's whispering right now.
I know. That's why I'm saying.
So, in the middle of all of that, the problem with Stephanie.
Wait, so Stephanie just showed up back at the store.
Yeah, she did. And that, you know, kind of got to me. And as she left, she showed up at the store. She said, hi, Bob. She waved at me. I said, yeah. And I went back to putting red onions into the bin. And that's when I saw this ladies come around the corner to the melon section. So I went over to the melon section because I saw there was about four women over there in the melon section.
So you felt you needed to go over to the melon section and do what?
Ms. Gray, I know that you're judging me. You're prejudging me here.
No, I'm not, but I'm wondering, you saw four women in the melon section that you very clearly labeled that.
Yes. So I walked over and I said, welcome, ladies. This is the melon section. I swept my hand across the panorama of melons, and the mistake I made as I turned back toward the woman who was looking at me, I said, the melon section. I wasn't looking her in the eye, and I extended my hand to indicate
her breasts.
Yes, I did. And she said, thank you very much. I think I can find things for myself. She spent another maybe 30 seconds in the melon section and then left.
And that's, when did you hear from Doug?
I got a call from the Orange County Courier within about the half hour saying, we heard that you're looking at women's breasts. And I said, that is not the case at all.
All right, so it was an innocent mistake on your part, an innocent gesture on your part, that Doug's trying to turn into a big thing.
Yeah.
You got Doug Danger?
Yeah. Got Doug Danger on line 2.
Got to get Doug Danger over here from the Orange County Courier, who we haven't talked to in a long time. Hey, Doug, I got Bob Green here.
Hey, Phil, it's a great long time no talk.
Yeah, I got Bob Green, the subject of your article.
Well, Mr. Green, you know that I'm Doug Danger. You know me from the Orange County Courier, right?
Yeah, I've heard of you, Mr. Danger.
Okay, now, the complaints that we had was that you were in this melon section of your store. You swept your arm across what you call the panorama of melon, and then you swept your arm across this woman's breasts and said, hey, something like, welcome to the melon section.
That's not what happened.
That's why I want to ask you.
Okay, you don't mind talking about this here?
No, if Bob doesn't.
I'd like to get it out of the table.
So what happened?
What happened was I said, welcome to the melon section, and my hand came back, and I said, the melon section, and I pointed to her breasts.
Well, that is what she was complaining about when I took the call.
Okay, but Doug, it's Phil.
Let me keep talking to the guy if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, Bob, when you said, welcome to the melon section, then you pointed to her breasts, and you said, yeah, and she said, you said, the melon section, and then you extended your hand and pointed to each breast, you pointed to each breast with your finger extended.
No, I did not. That is a lie.
She said that you said, Welcome to the melon section. The melon section, 1-2. And something about 1-2 buckle my shoe. You don't remember that?
That is an absolute lie. I never said anything like that.
Hey, Doug, who is this woman?
She was the lady that Bob was talking to in the melon section.
And you pointed to each breast and said, 1-2 buckle my shoe.
I do not remember saying that at all. You got to understand something, Mr. Danger and Phil and the listeners. I was under a great deal of emotional stress. This young lady that I'd been dating who decided that going out with me wasn't any good, she's going to go out with a garbage man. She starts dating some kid that is, works the garbage section and is you know, then she starts dating this kid who is a... See, they're playing that song right now. Hey, Dean?
Yeah.
They're playing the song.
Okay, well, somebody put on...
So...
This song... Is Dean there?
Phil Henry.
Yeah?
This song is very emotional for Bob.
I'm sorry. People want to... So, Bob, can we get back to this?
Go ahead.
So, the lady talked to me on our hotline, and she said that you said, 1-2, buckle my shoe, pointed to each breast, and then you concluded by saying, the melon section, and pointed to her breast. So, she was saying that you were calling her chest the melon section.
No, I didn't do that. If I did it, I'm saying I had an emotional day. Right now, they're playing that song. God damn it.
Return of the Man. Phil, it's Dean Wheeler. Have you heard this song?
Of course I have. Are you putting that on just to bug him?
Oh, grow up.
This song is very emotional.
Return of the Mac.
Ow!
Fucking asshole.
What did you do, Bob?
I pitched his ass.
Jesus Christ. What is it with you? All you straight guys, man, start to express yourselves in homoerotic ways always backfires. You know that?
I'm sorry I didn't mean to do that.
Did you do that to kind of take off the heterosexuality of your whole act? And
What's going on with you, Bob?
I told you what's going on. This slut came in.
All right, Phil, it's Doug. The thing that I'm going to do...
What are you going to write about?
The thing I'm going to write about, I'm going to say that Bob Green, who's a longstanding business member of our community, who owns Bob Green's Meats and Greens, Bob Green's Fraser Foods, he's also the owner of Bob Green's Meats, had a unfortunate incident today in the in his Anaheim store. Some women came in. He made a sexist remark. Mr. Green is taking some time off because he's been going through some emotional strain. That's all I'm going to write, okay?
You got to say anything with the melon section?
I had to headline the column, What's Up in the Melon Section.
Why would you do that, Doug?
Because it's the news, man. That's what I'm saying, okay?
I'm trying to run a business, Phil. I made a big mistake. I understand. He's going to say to me,
what's going on?
I don't know, Dean. Would you just piss off?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm the guy that invited you out here for a drink.
All right. I gotta just slow all of this crap. Can you go someplace other than that bar, Bob?
Yeah, okay.
You're playing that Return of the Mac, Dean.
It's Phil Henry.
Yeah?
You're playing Return of the Mac. It upsets him.
Well, too bad. Some people wanted to hear it. I don't know.
So, Doug, when you headline this column, has already hit print? Has it already hit the presses?
No, that's what it's going to say tomorrow morning.
It's going to say, Welcome to the Melon Section, the Bob Green story.
Yeah, because people know Bob, and they know him to be a damn good businessman, and I don't want to think that Bob is out there sexually harassing women.
I don't think... This is coming from a woman, Doug. Bob Green is not sexually harassing women. He may be a little bit... He may be a little bit heavy-handed and probably doesn't know what he's doing half the time, but I wouldn't say that he is a sexual harasser.
Hey, did you hear that, Bob?
I'm sorry, I was getting gum. What'd they say?
They said that Margaret says that she doesn't know you to be an inappropriate guy.
Your voice just cracked. It went to be.
Yeah, so Margaret just said you're not an inappropriate guy.
I appreciate that, Ms. Gray. I don't feel that I am.
Okay. Who is the lady in question? Did you quote her?
No, I'm not going to quote the lady in question. I mean, she's going to be anonymous. But the Bob, you know, what I'd like to offer you the opportunity to make a statement to me. I'll put it in my column. So this is what you did, but here's how Bob Green has reacted to that.
You're still going to call it Welcome to the Melon Section. Is that it?
No, it's going to be called Welcome to the Melon Section, the Bob Green story. So it's going to have your story, I think, very favorably told.
What? It sounds like you're...
Phil, you want to spit that out? Because this is what you said. You went, what?
No, he didn't. I understand what he's saying.
Well, of course you understood it.
Okay, listen, Doug. We don't need to be putting people down. What I'm saying is, why do you have that title?
because it grabs eyeballs, Phil. I don't know if you know this or not. There's only one thing doing worse than the radio business these days, and that's the newspaper business.
Everybody is bawling. Every man on this program is crying tonight.
I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I put the gay eye on something, and guess what happens? It's exposed, man. The truth comes out. And, Bob, right now, I see a very fair man. I like you. I think you're a good guy. I also know that you have said to women in the past things like, you know, can I show you where the corn is? You know, that you've heard about that. Have I heard about that? I said it.
Yeah.
So when you say to a woman, hey, welcome to the melon section, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, I don't remember saying that. If I said it, then...
Well, Bob, how could you not remember that?
I'd had a couple of drinks at lunch because, oh, God.
You blacked out?
No, I don't think I blacked out, but, you know. Well, anyway, Bob, do you want to give a statement?
I'd like to say this. I am a longstanding, upstanding member of the business community here in Orange County, California. Bob Green, Fraser Foods, for the longest time, has served the many, many thousands of families in Orange County. And now Bob Green's Meats and Greens is there for you for the very choice meats and greens. And when I was showing our great melon section in the store, which has the cantaloupes, the cassavas, the honeydews, the watermelons, and so forth, I was enthusiastic, and as my hand came back from sweeping across the section of melons, I pointed to this woman's breasts as a way of saying, melons. You know, it's just a way of saying, melons, there's melons. It was not intended as a sexist thing.
So you said that those are melons, and here's a couple of melons here.
Yeah, I suppose that was it. I sure didn't say 1, 2, buckle my shoe.
All right, so you're denying saying that.
Yeah, who said that I said that?
That's a good question. Who said that?
Well, I think one of the ladies said she thought she saw you pointed at each nipple. And,
oh, come on, will you, Doug?
Okay, then I won't print that. But so you're going to say that you did sweep your hand and you said melons.
I did, yeah. I said there's the melons there and there's a couple of melons here. Big deal, you know.
Well, that woman took offense and I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either, Bob. You could have just said this is the melon section, ladies. Can I show you?
Can I show you where the melons are? Then I probably would have wound up pointing to her.
Why is this song playing?
Why are you playing this?
Because I know you like it.
Listen to this. You know what? This is breaking my heart. Listen to this. Shit.
All right, so this Stephanie showed up with a guy that hauls the garbage out, huh?
Yeah, every guy that she shows up with, he's either somebody that hauls out the garbage, somebody that bags groceries, someone that... Boy, I don't even want to tell you what...
Bob, Doug, I hope you're fair with Bob in the column.
I'll be eminently fair, Bob. And you know what? If you got a couple of more minutes, let's talk a little bit more about it. I'll get to a few more quotes. I mean, if you said, this is the melon section, that's the oops, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry. I suppose we could say that was an honest mistake.
That's what I'm trying to say. It was an honest mistake. Anybody would have done that. Mr. Henry would have done that.
No, I don't think I would have.
Okay. God damn this. This is return of...
Okay, so I guess I'll let you go, huh?
No, I want to give you some comments.
Bob, I'm not going to say the melon section and then point to a woman's breast and go, hey, the melon section. You think I'm a dumbass, huh?
What, you think I'm a dumbass?
You did it, man.
You, I know I did it, okay? I'm going to pay for it for the rest of my life.
Just like a Stephanie slut.
These guys with this return of the Mac, I'm getting sick of this. I am too. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Is that it?
That's it. Thank you, Dean Wheeler.
Hey, Phil, yeah, that's great. Emerelda thanks you as well. She was on stage singing, but you didn't listen to any of it. You were busy talking to Mr. Melonhead here.
Yeah, Doug, thank you for being with us. I hope we see more of you.
Phil, well, you know what? You may, because the newspaper business is definitely sucking wind, man. So.
Thank you very much, everybody, from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger, Bob Green was there, and also Dean Wheeler.
I don't see how a guy is going to... Bob Green has gotten in hot water before, talking to women and saying, can I show you where the corn is? Now he's saying... Hey, the melon section, and then pointing to a woman's breasts.
I think that Mr. Green, he may be suffering some sort of emotional, an intellectual, emotional deterioration because of this girl in this Return of the Mac.
Yeah, the Return of the Mac girl.
What's her name again? Stephanie?
Yes, she was a grocer, a checker.
Well, and obviously this girl, she didn't want to be with him because she's hanging out with a guy that bags groceries, the other guy that collects the garbage in the back. What else, bud?
Yeah, and then she dated another guy that was in charge of cleaning the trough there at the oyster bar.
In charge of cleaning the trough at the oyster bar?
In other words, the guy was in charge of wiping down all the fish guts?
Yeah.
Jesus H.
This chick has got no taste in men, okay? I mean, I shouldn't say that, but Bob, get yourself a woman that's of the same...
Well, now you're starting to sound a little bit, you know...
Yeah, you're starting to sound kind of classist, Mr. Henry.
Oh, is that what I'm sounding like? You don't think there's anything wrong with it? You think there's something wrong with a guy seeking out a woman from his own socioeconomic background?
I'm saying, Phil, that to put down a woman because she wants to date a working man...
As opposed to some guy who's a business owner?
Yes, I don't think that's right.
All right, well, I mean, okay, never mind.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, Phil.
Yeah, okay, sure.
God almighty, you are cynical today, aren't you?
Very much so. What's next, bud?
What's next? God, I hope can I go home?
Sure. World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now, I got Larry Grover with me, on the line, I should say, from... Conservatives of Kern County, where they just broke up with a meeting, and with him is Jim Gab Morgan. Jim is running for, I think, County Commission, Budgetary Music? County Commission, Larry?
Jim Gab Morgan is right here with me, Phil. He's going to be running for County Commissioner in Bo Peep County, which is the county... Jason, come on in. Come. Jim's a great guy, and we share a lot of ideas. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Gab Morgan. I'm Phil Henry. You're on our podcast with Margaret Gray. We have General Galen Shaw and Bud Dickman.
Hello, yes.
So, sir, tell us what your main platform represents, what you want to do for Bo Peep County.
I think that it's important to let people know in the areas beyond Bo Peep County that we need to get the actual act, the sexual act, the act that people engage in to create the baby, that we need to begin to curtail it a bit, because we have people leaving the act of sex and then walking backwards out of their houses. I know it sounds insane, but we've had people here from the state health department, and they've investigated the problem. When people stop having sexual intercourse, they are not walking backwards.
I got it. This is a problem, Phil. It's unique to Bo Peep County.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard people mention it. That Jim has said that the only way to get this under control are these people walking backwards.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm answering your question, if you don't mind.
This is General Shaw, Larry. What, this sounds too bizarre for words. I've never heard of this.
Well, it's a problem that they have. Bo Peep County has always been a place that has not exactly been, top of mind. And people, we've avoided Bo Peep County. I don't go there unless I absolutely have to. And like that, you know.
What's wrong with it? I mean, what is it? You get attacked or something? It was like the hills have eyes?
Yeah, what is that?
The hills have eyes.
Well, what's the story with Bo Peep County?
Hi, Mr. Henry. It's Jim Gab Morgan. I feel that I should be the one talking to you about this, Mr. Grover.
I want to help them, Phil.
Mr. Grover's trying to help. But the act of sex, the actual act of the intercourse, has caused people to walk backwards and bend over as if they're in pain. Some people will walk forward, but they're walking forward bent over at the waist. And the only way to cure this is for people to stop having the act of sex.
Okay, you said the state of California Health Department.
Yeah, the state of California Health Department has looked at it, and they said, quit having sex. And I'm running on this, and it's not popular, and that's why I appreciate it, Larry.
Well, it's not a popular stand to tell people you can't have sex anymore, but if you got people walking backwards...
Do you believe this?
I've seen it. I can tell you that. They're walking backwards, and I've said, why are you doing that? They said, I just had sex.
Yeah. You, Mr. Henry, Grover warned me that you would laugh and laugh yourself sick over the problems of other people.
No, sir, I'm not. I've never heard of such a problem.
Let me, I first of all would love to see the scientific proof of this.
Well, if you mind, Jim.
No, go ahead. The state of California has it, the Bo Peep County health records. You can take a look at that.
Where is Bo Peep County again?
It's just the immediate east of Kern County. So I know you don't want to believe me. I know that a lot of people don't want to believe me. But I'm here. You got to believe me. We have to stop. And I, this is not a popular, but I've told people, don't have no more sex. And you won't walk backwards or bend over at the waist.
Anybody?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, you know what? I'm having a hard time believing it.
Well, you can. You don't have to believe it, okay? I haven't had sex in 10 months. The last time I had sex, I walked backwards to work. And my wife waved goodbye to me at the door because it was a very, we had a very good time. But as she's waving goodbye to me, I was waving at her, and I was walking backwards into traffic. What do you think of that?
The thing, Phil, it's a health hazard in a great many ways.
This guy has, say that again, Mr. Gab Morgan.
What do you want me to say?
You had sex with your wife, you walked backwards out of the house and almost into traffic.
And this is the reaction that I get. Thanks a lot, Larry. Okay, he's walking away, Phil. I know it's a difficult thing to take seriously.
Of course it is. I haven't heard this. Nobody's talked to me about it.
Well, look it up, okay? They've got a problem in Bo Peep County. People are walking backwards after having sexual intercourse. Okay? God damn.
What's your story? What's going on with you, Larry?
I'm trying to be a clearinghouse for this poor man and what's going on in that county. And I've got all of these morning show disc jockeys. We had Skippy and Frank calling up from KAS or whatever station they work for, making fun, laughing about it. We had a couple of morning show disc jockeys from San Diego, and they all call the morning show disc jockeys.
Okay,
know?
All right. I understand. It's a serious problem. We have to look into it more. I thank Mr. Gab Morgan. I apologize for not taking him seriously. It's not that we didn't want to.
No, but Phil, you have to suspend your disbelief sometimes and just go with... Give me the phone. Mr. Henry, I'm not here to stand up on stage and dance in my underwear. I'm not here for people to throw nickels and dimes at me so I can do a pole dance. I'm here to tell you that in Bo Peep County, we've got a problem.
In Bo Peep County, and only in Bo Peep County. When you and your wife, excuse me for saying this, if you and your wife have sex in other counties?
If we have sex where?
In other counties besides Bo Peep County.
I would never in a million years consider that. Why would I ever want to do that?
If you go on a vacation?
If I'm on vacation, the last thing I want to do is have sex with my wife. Now, that's just a other pull. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Jim. He's obviously distraught.
The last thing he would do on vacation is have sex with his wife. I think I know what the problem here is. These people are stupid.
Ms. Gray, we have a good shot at getting a majority on the Bo Peep County Commission, a majority of conservatives, and Jim Gab Morgan is going to be our straight shot to that. And this issue of people walking backwards after having sex, I think is...
You think that's the big one for you, huh?
I think that's the key issue. I think we're going to win Bo Peep County with that.
All right, Larry, appreciate it. Thank you very much for being on the show.
You know, I know you're going to...
So there he is, Larry Grover. You know what? I think it's time to have a staff psychiatrist so we can evaluate these people when they get off the air.
I see. They're walking backwards.
I want you to call them back. Not now. Call him back when we're off the air and find out if the whole thing was a gag. Ask Larry Grover.
Yeah.
Because that... Well, Phil, you know what? You're the producer. I know I'm the producer. Don't remind me. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced there, right there by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Good luck to everybody there in Bo Peep County.
Yeah. Don't have sex or you're walking backwards into traffic.